Blog Talk Radio.
Stop scrolling. Get off the pot. And flush it. And listen to Billy Borelli's Laugh Chat. To reach Bill live, call 718-766-4314. That's 718-766-4314. Now, here's your host, Billy Borelli.
What's going on?
Hello, everybody.
It's your July Billy Borelli Laugh Chat. Don't mind that you hear in the background because it is ball drooping hot right now. And I'm going to take my bands out of my braces so you can hear me. It doesn't sound like I'm slurring my words. Welcome to Billy Borelli's Laugh Chat. It's been a minute, has it? It's been a while, has it? Yes, I think it has. We will go over some things that have been going on for the past month. I missed July 4th because I worked, but I was able to see my producer and his family and everybody else for the 4th of July. The reason why I wanted to touch on that is because every 4th of July, some Nimrod blows off their face or their fingers or does something like that. And I wanted to kind of go over that as well. I want to go over some stuff that's been in the news. I won't get too controversial today because there's a lot of stuff going on. And again, if you hear the fan in the background, I apologize. I don't want my computer here to overheat, because if it does, then my show is kaputsky and you will just have to listen to dead air. So I'm going to try to get everything in before my computer decides to. It's already warming up, but I got the fan on in the background. So hopefully my listeners will hear me and my annoying voice rather than my fan. Or else, kaput. The United States is kaput. Who remembers that line? Anyway, let's get to it. Pokemon Go is the biggest thing since John Holmes Wang. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, Pokemon Go is a big thing right now. If you don't know what Pokemon Go is, let me tell you. It's an app that you download on your dumb phone, and you stare at your phone all day, and you walk around looking for Pokemons, Pikachus, and I think that's all I know. That's all I know. I don't play the damn game. I know what it is. It was a cartoon. It was anime. And now it's not Ellie Mae, but anime. It's another southern name. Anime. Anime! Get your ass in here, anime!
Oh, thank you very much. My name is Anime. Oh, thank you.
Anyway, I just went all racist. No, it's not being racist. That's not being racist. Making jokes about other nationalities is not racist. Stop using racist. Stop throwing racists out there to make yourself look PC and whatever else. You know, don't do it. Don't do it. It's, we're not politically correct anymore. I mean, we're not going to be political. I'm not really correct. I never have been. I haven't been outright offensive, but I'm not going to be PC. There's a difference. There's a difference. If we can't joke about ourselves and one another, we just shouldn't be laughing at all. And laughing is part of human nature. Criticizing is a part of human nature. Poking fun can be done with class. That's the thing. Do it with class. Don't do it to just simply offend someone, just to offend them. Do it to get a laugh. Make fun of me, you know. I'll give you, ladies, I'll give you 1 inch of some raw dick. I'm just kidding. I'm making fun of myself. See? See? That's where it starts. You got to make fun of yourself. I used to hate being made fun of and made jokes about because I was, you know, a little honorary bastard when I was younger. Anyway, I'm going off the rails here because I'm trying to talk over this big fan that's in my face, and it's huge, like an 18-inch fan. And I want to make sure that it's not, you know, too loud. Anyway, so Pokemon Go was, any of you in your 20s and 30s, maybe, I don't know, watched the show Pokemon when you were younger, and now it's a game on, it's an app. You can walk around looking for Pokemon and you put them in a ball. I don't know how it goes. I think that's how it goes. And so you just thumb through your fucking phone all day looking for Pokemon. That's it. You go all day, you walk around, you look for fucking Pokemon. And people are like, no, that's all the rage. Now, Nintendo stock has gone way the fuck up. If you have Nintendo stock, sell it. It's like, you know, really, it went from $90-something dollars a share to $4,600 a share since Pokemon, since July the 6th is when it dropped. Now, they're saying, oh, it's getting people out and about, it's exercise, and it's that. Yeah, walking around is exercise. We know this. What the fuck? Why couldn't you do that before Pokemon? You had to wait for Pokemon to do it? People are like, it's exercise. No, you just told me you're a lazy ass and that this game means more to you than anything else. So you're just going to say, well, it's exercise, then I could get my exercise. Shut up. I was going to say something more, but shut up. I exercise 4 times, maybe 5 times a week sometimes. I'm either at the gym on the bike, I'm lifting weights, I'm doing this. I just did a 30-minute walk up and down some hills, you know, near my house because I was too lazy to drive to the gym because it's hot out. I didn't want to go very far. I'm like, I just want to walk and then come home, and I did. I feel great. I didn't chase a Pokemon. I didn't catch a Pikachu. I didn't look at Pikachu. My ball of sack was a hanging, and it was a hot Asusu. My balls were hanging low, Asu, and I was kicking them around the chi with my Nikachus, my knees. That's how I know how hot it is. Whenever I sit down, I sit directly on my balls. Not on a cushion, not on my ass, just balls. All balls. Squash. Anyway, that's how we know how hot it is. So I got to wear, like, you know, tape. It's hot. So, yeah, Pokemon is the game, and you could see them. They're like zombies. They're just walking around looking at their phones. Now, people have been doing that since smartphones became smartphones, you know, looking at them. And I've been trying to get away from it, you know, just this music. And when I'm at the gym, if I'm contact talking to somebody I know, or, you know, or messing with my music, you know, it's always because my music, I got a lot of different music on my phone, and sometimes, you know, I don't want to listen to a whole album, so I'll change songs in between a set or something like that. So, you know, it looks like I'm fucking around. Like, yeah, what's he doing? He's playing Pokemon with the weights. But I'm just choosing songs. Oh, I like this one. This is going to help me. And, oh, I like this one. I'm going to do this and do this. So that's what that's about. And there's, like, groups of people that are doing the Pokemon thing now. They're just walking around in groups. And they're trying to, oh, it's over here, it's over there, it's over here, it's over there. Okay, you're out. And? You want a fucking cookie? I bet you do, lard ass. Because before Pokemon, you were being lard asses. Eating cookies and chips. Scrolling Facebook and Snapchat and whatever the hell else. And now you're just looking for little monsters. For what? For fun. Now, I get the concept. You're outside. But damn, I mean, do we have our limits? I mean, what if there's a rare Pokemon in the middle of a lake? You going to go swim after it? You damn right you probably will. What if there's one, like, bopping along the freeway? You going to go catch it then? Oh, they're controlled. You know, you can go to the airport and there's a bunch in there. And, you know, but what about a glitch? I mean, we all know GPS glitches. We'll be on GPS and it tells us to go left and we're supposed to go right and whatnot. And GPS, we're always like, fucking GPS. But is it going to be reliable for this Pokemon shit? I mean, are you going to walk into the hood and go, hey, is there a Pokemon here? Nah, motherfucker, but there's a Robichu here. Give me your money, Chi. That was a robbery. Give me your money. For those of you that don't speak Pikachu. Anyway, let's get into it. I thought we were into it, but I guess not. let's see. Let's get into a top story of a police shooting in North Miami. You've all probably seen this, and we've all heard the stories of police and unarmed black males being shot, police being shot, and the whole Black Lives Matter and all this going on right now. All the whole situation, all lives matter, blue lives matter, all this matters. Okay. What we need to do now that this is kind of getting out of control. And I'm going to say this, and I understand this is what my theory is, and you can call me what you want, never listen to my radio show, but just hear me out before you do so. Black Lives Matter was started as a not a protest, but a demonstration, a feeling that, hey, man, we matter. Don't treat us as second-class citizens. We matter. That's where it should end. A peaceful demonstration, we matter. Let's sit down. Let's talk about it. Let's hear about what the problems are. But some people have gone off the rails and decided to use that as a crutch to destroy and to loot and to beat up and to do this and do that. Now, every movement has its own factions of what people do. For example, if I was to say right now, white power, obviously, you're going to be like, oh, my gosh, you know, that's so racist because of the connotation of so many years of what it's represented. I can tell you right now, my family is not that very old in this country. You know, we're most of my family are immigrants. We've come over here on boats. We've come over here, you know, the turn of the century, that sort of thing. So we're actually fairly new to this country. I don't have roots going back to the Mayflower. I don't have roots going back to England. You know, I don't have any of that. Southern roots, we don't have that. We traveled straight to Puerto Rico, went to Canada, went to Hawaii. Oh, it's safe? Let's go to the mainland. We won't get fucked with. Let's learn English. So that's where my roots lie. So I can't really, the white power thing, I can't, like, even though I'm a little lighter, I just can't truthfully and honestly grasp that is a movement. Unless I really believe it was a racial thing. I don't believe it's a racial thing. Some people do. In the South, obviously, it's white power means something. Black power means something. To me, neither one mean anything. I'm on the West Coast. I'm a mix. I'm not saying I don't understand it. I'm saying it just doesn't mean much to me because I treat everybody equal. That's the bottom line. Nobody is special. Nobody gets segregated by their color. Nobody gets treated any different. I don't cater to you if you're a different color. I don't cater to you if you're the same color. You get treated the same way from me, and that's the end of my fucking story. Don't like it? You don't have to be my friend. If you can respect it, cool. We're good. That's it. So all of you that are using these things, ISIS, you're using Islam as a crutch to do bad shit. You're doing bad shit, ISIS. You need to be wiped out. My Islamic neighbors, I know they're Islamic. I mean, the dude walks around, he paces in his sandals outside talking to himself. Either he's fucking nuts or he's praying, you know, and he's probably praying. I mean, they have Ramadan, they do all that shit, but they seem like really good people. They really do. They're always offering me barbecue and, I'm good. You know, they're always doing good. Always, I mean, they don't quite grasp. You know, they're fucking loud and they drag their sandaled feet across the ground and they're up and about at like 10 or 11 at night. With the sandals. Otherwise, they harm no one. They don't claim ISIS. They don't claim that they're not going to fucking cut my head off. They're not going to spill my guts anywhere. You know, these folks are okay, but ISIS uses Islam is the first word that ISIS stands for, Islamic AI. Anyway, my point is people are using, they use Christianity to, the KKK uses Christianity to do its dirty work, and so on. And people use these movements. Well, I did it because of that. Oh, that's why I did it. Yeah. So I'm excused. No, fuckhead. You did it because you're an asshole and you wanted to. So that's my story. I'm sticking to it. Anyway, let's get back to my story. The cop in North Miami that shot the guy. Now, otherwise it would be just like, oh man, you know, he fucking shot the guy. Why'd he shoot the guy? But it's been magnified because of what's going on lately. So the guy, he was actually, let me get this right. He was a counselor for a special needs facility, and he was going to the aid of one of his clients who was a young man who had, I almost fucked that up, who had autism. I was going to say Alzheimer's, but he had autism. Now, he was sitting there and, you know, he has autism and he's like freaking out and shit. And so the guy comes out to kind of help him out. Cops show up. Now, this is exactly what the media will tell you. Guy with autism is playing with a train. He's getting all agitated. His counselor's out there saying, don't shoot, don't shoot. I got my hands way up in the air. I'm linked. I've got my hands up. You can see they're empty, and he still gets shot. Okay. Oh, boo, boo, fucking cops. Blah. All right. Let's back up. Autism kid is out there. He's showing signs of aggression. No, now, no, let's back that way the fuck up. Somebody is sitting out there. A guy, a young man is sitting out there. I walk over and say, oh, man, there's some guy sitting down, and he's yelling at himself, and he's maybe something's wrong with him. Uh-oh, he's got something in his hand. And, ooh, shit, that looks like a gun. I don't know what it is, but it doesn't look normal. It looks like a gun. Let me call 911. Beep. 911, what's your emergency? Yeah, I see this young man. He's sitting on the ground, and he's looking very agitated, and it looks like he may have a gun. Okay, we'll send units over. Bang. Did you see what I just did there, asshole? No, not everybody that's listening, but people that misconstrue what that means. So I just told 911 that I saw a guy on the ground acting a little erratic, possibly have a gun. So what do you think 911 is going to do? Type. All units, we have an agitated male. Cautious, be aware. Approach with caution. So a cop is going to go, okay, well, this might just be a gun. Let's attack it like it is a gun, because if we attack it like it isn't a gun and it really is a gun, we're getting fucking shot. And then if we get fucking shot and he shoots someone else, then people are going to bitch and complain because this guy shot a bunch of people and the cops didn't do anything about it. So they show up armed, guns are out, you know, and I don't know who showed up first. Did the cops show up first, or did his counselor show up first? I don't know. His counselor came out there to rescue him. Now, he's saying, don't shoot, don't do this, don't do that. Meanwhile, the cops are at a distance where they can't really hear anything. They're at a distance where they're seeing this guy. They're not going to just walk up to somebody and go, hey, you all right? You got a gun in your hand? They're not going to fucking do that. You show up with backup. You're at a safe distance to where he can't. You set up a perimeter so he doesn't harm anybody or himself. If he harms himself, hey, fuck, what are you going to do? Oh, I'm going to turn the gun on myself and suddenly turn it on the cops. No, we're going to stand back and see what happens and observe. We can't hear him. We don't know he's autistic. We don't know for sure that that's not a gun. Okay? So, the guy's out there and he's got his hands up and he's saying it's not a gun, it's not a gun. Can't hear him. So what do? I guess they feel that the guy sitting on the ground with which could be a possible gun is waving it around. So let's pop him once to get him to comply. I don't know why. I think that cop was just trigger happy at that moment. Maybe a smoke bomb. Maybe, you know, I don't know. Was he pointing it at somebody and saying, I'm going to shoot? Was he putting it to his head? I don't know. All I know is the cop got a little bit like, and shot him, but he missed. He hit the guy with his hands up in the leg. He fucking missed, and it happens. When you shoot a gun, you're not going to hit the target all the time. You're going to fucking miss. Even at 10 yards, you're going to miss. You're not going to hit dead center each and every single time. Cops, the same way. So they're nervous. They shoot the guy in the leg, and he's like, fuck! You shot me in the leg. Can't you see my hands are up? Well, did they continue shooting? No, they shot him once. Because they're like, shit, I missed. Oh, well. Well, let's, okay, now the story's over. Now the guy's in the hospital. Hey, didn't they know he had autism? Didn't they know he was playing with a toy? Didn't they know I had my hands up? Didn't they know I was black? Didn't they know? No, because I just explained to you from the call to the time he got shot what likely might have been the case. If you're fucking rational, that's what you'll think. Man, I have a lot to talk about, but this has really been on my mind, and this is really something I just needed to iron out. It had absolutely zero to do with his race. He just happened to be there as the guy's counselor. He would have gotten shot if he was white, but they weren't going, oh, there's a black guy on the ground with his hands up. Let's shoot him in front of everybody. Let's ruin our careers by killing another black guy because that's what we do. We're cops, and we just ruin our careers. We don't go through the academy and then go through our lives and buy houses and homes, have kids and wives to shoot a black guy. No. This was a fucking mistake. The cop was trigger happy. Yes. I'm in agreement with that. Did he shoot the guy because he was black? No. Did he meant to shoot the guy who they thought, now I say guy, they didn't know he was autistic. I'm not going to, you know, I wrote here that they said black man was shooting lasers out of palms like Iron Man. It was about to fry the poor autistic man, trying to make light of it because he had his hands up and it was like, you know, Iron Man shoots shit out of his hands. But in hindsight, which is, I fucking hate using this word, but hindsight is 2020. And if you don't know what it means, hindsight, meaning after the fact, you can look at it after the fact, hindsight, ass, hind. Hindquarters, your ass sight, so behind, so after the fact, behind, and in 2020, which is perfect. In other words, oh yeah, I could see perfectly this is how it should have been. Anybody ever explain it to you like that, like me? Fuck no! Balls drooping and everything, fan on in the background. Anyway, they're like, oh my god, they were going to shoot this autistic kid with a train. Oh, man, then they shot the black guy because he was black with his hands up. Ah! That's not how it went down. But that's what people are going to say because they want to be so PC and they want to fit in and they want to go, bad cops, bad police, bad people. I'm good, you're not. Nyeh, 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 nyeh. So I kind of explained it about, you know, pretty much how that should have been. Bad shoot. I'm not going to vilify the police because fuck, he's in an intense situation. He fucked up. He knows it. He feels bad about it. He can't speak on it. The guy in the hospital can. He's not a cop. He didn't make an oath. He didn't take an oath. He's not a city employee. He's just like confused as shit. But you know what? I'm rich, bitch! He's gonna get paid. He got shot in the leg. He's gonna be paid. I like using the claps. I want to talk like this all the time, especially in a job interview. So, Mr. Beep, why should we hire you? Because I believe that I would do really well with your company. My hands fucking hurt right now. However, yes, Mr. Beep, get the hell out of our office. Okay, thank you very much. Anyway, so what I'm noticing is assholes in Priuses lately, because I work for a company right now that, I do a lot of driving. Let's just say that. I do a lot of driving, and a lot of Prius drivers out there who are bitches, men. Now, I know a Prius driver, and he's a cool dude. I wish more of them were like him, but they're not. Where I was going with this, I don't know. If you see a Prius, run it the hell over. Make sure nobody's inside. It'll crumble. Don't worry about it. So I listen to a lot of music lately. And George Thorogood. I don't know if you know who George Thorogood is. I drink alone. Yeah, with nobody else. one of the lines in that song is, when I drink alone, I prefer to be by myself. All right. So you've got brain damage, Mr. Thorogood. When I drink alone, I prefer to be by. So if you drink alone, would the opposite be, I prefer to be in a fucking club drinking alone? Maybe. Okay. You know what? I was going to bash him, but maybe. If I drink alone, if you think about it, I'm at a bar and I'm drinking alone, but there's other people in the bar. So I'm not really by myself, but I am alone. So at home, if I drink alone, I'm in the room by myself. So yeah, it makes sense. So I was like about to bash him, and now I'm like, fuck, my own mind was like, no, dummy, he's actually pretty smart. But, you know, I don't think he's doing much anymore now. Then he's got the song where he's like, one bourbon, one shot, one beer. And I don't know if that's the title. He doesn't get to that part until about 3 minutes into the song, when he's telling the story about how he doesn't have a job and he can't pay rent. Well, damn, George, maybe because you're a fucking alcoholic. Stop drinking one bourbon, one shot, and one beer. Stop it. Drink one water, two waters, and another water. Save some money. Pay your rent. Don't bitch about it in a song.
I say, look, man, I can't afford rent right now. I say, I can't pay rent because I'm drunk.
You can't pay rent because you're fucking drunk. Get up off the floor and get a job instead of singing about it. And I know people are going to be like, oh, it's bluesy. Leave it alone. It's just music. That's my job, to break shit like this down, to make fun of it. George Drunker Good. Now, I don't know what he's doing now. Nobody really cares. They're just like, who? Well, he did Bad to the Bone. Everybody knows Bad to the Bone. Bad. Tourette's. Dick to the bone. He's dick to the bone. Well, it's funny. Did you? I get, somebody does that, I'm going to cut off your hands if you do that some more. I don't think you will cut off my hands. You will go to jail. Anyway, Kim Kardashian is in the news. Now, she's trying to prove that Taylor Swift and Kanye West had a conversation approving some of Kanye West's lyrics in a song. Taylor Swift is like, no, I didn't, you know, and Kim Kardashian's like, oh yeah, you did. Maybe so. But why, Kim Kardashian? What are you famous for? Let's break it down. Okay, now you've got your show and you've got your clothing line and you've got your smelly perfume or whatever else you got. You're a ditzy biatch along with your sisters. How did you get famous, though? Let's back that up, because I remember that show. You were on a show, that model, I forgot her name right now, but you were crying your eyes out because the video was on there. You had your lips, your fake-ass lips, wrapped around Ray J's third leg, and he exploited your fake fat ass, and you were sad about it, and you got paid about it. You nasty, nasty hooah.
We hope you enjoyed this broadcast. Be sure to follow Billy Borelli on Twitter at Comedian Billy Bo. Tune in next time, boys and girls. You may now proceed to mindless scrolling. Thank you.